I'm Glynis Crook. Even with his head and tail intact, I personally would be hard-pressed to differentiate between one species of fish and another. But luckily here in South Africa, over the past 20 years, we've had the incredible WWF Southern African Sustainable Seafood Initiative, or SASSI, to help us make sustainable seafood choices. It recently published a new report focusing on the crucial role played by retailers and suppliers of seafood in ensuring responsible and sustainable fishing practices are implemented. And I'm joined now by Pavs Pillay, Behavior Change Lead and the WWF SASSI Manager. Pavs, thanks for joining us. Start with your report, The Hidden Costs of Your Seafood. It focuses noticeably on this concept of traceability in seafood supply chains and operations. Why is this so important?
Thanks, Glynis. Well, traceability is vitally important in seafood because, A, it is the most traded commodity in the world. And in South Africa, we export 50% and we import 50%. So understanding exactly who caught your seafood, in which country or in which waters it was caught, where was it packaged, and when eventually did it land on your shopping shelf is really important for you to know whether it comes from a sustainable stock, is it coming from a depleted stock, are there human rights infringements with the fisheries that caught it. It basically gives you a chronological timeline of where your seafood comes from so that you know you're making a guilt-free, conscious choice when you choose sustainable seafood. And it's vitally important that all the actors, including the retailers, the suppliers, and the fishermen, are aware of the importance of traceability so you can know that your seafood was responsibly and sustainably caught.
So if we look at the two most common seafoods eaten in South Africa, hake and sardines, sardines are mostly coming from Morocco, if I understand correctly, because ours are overfished. This is bad news for penguins. And hake in South Africa is mostly caught locally, and you can find certified hake here.
Absolutely. Those are two of the most commonly eaten species. And interestingly enough, most South Africans don't know that over 80 to 90% of a sardine that's in a sardine can does come from Morocco. It's traveled quite a far, far way to get into that can. Our sardines are orange listed on the SASSI list for now because those stocks are severely depleted. Hake, on the other hand, is a well-managed MSC, which is Marine Stewardship Council, certified species. It has full traceability, full chain of custody, and it even has the eco label of the MSC on it. And it comes to us as local, for locals to consume. But what's great is that because it's an MSC certified, it's also a very sought after product and is sold extensively in Europe. So it's one of the most traded species that comes out of South Africa that is responsibly caught. Sardines, not so much.
The report also presents a kind of a scorecard, for want of a better word, for some of the country's biggest supermarket chains and two big fish restaurant chains. And I see some of them are not doing as well as one would hope.
Well, you know, as I often say to the retailers, sustainable seafood is a journey, it's not a race. And because our markets are so volatile in that seafood is, it's amazing. I mean, we have one shift in the dollar and it affects the seafood market. We have a war that starts in Russia and Ukraine. And all of a sudden we see South African market being flooded with Russian product because the EU has sanctioned Russia. So it is a very volatile market. And as a result, we're slowly making progress. Good thing is they're making progress. So all of the big retailers, one big seafood supplier, which is Atlantis, and then the two big franchises, you know, while I like to say that I'd love to just see the craft constantly go up as they make their progress to sustainability, we do have those dips in the market. The good thing is most of them are actually on the up.
Well, that is good news. But how does all of this tie in for the consumer with the SASSI initiative? What should we be looking out for when we go to the supermarket or to a restaurant?
That's a good question. Thanks, Glynis. Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to arm yourself with a good tool. And the SASSI app or the SASSI pocket card is, or even the SASSI website is your best friend. And when you see a species when you're out eating or when you're purchasing, you need to understand three questions. What is it? So what exactly is the species I'm eating? Where was it caught? And how was it caught? What fishing method? And if you notice to our first question, that speaks to understanding traceability as well. And then make an informed choice based on those questions. Look at your app, look at the species, and most importantly, if you can't answer those three questions for yourself, challenge your retailer, challenge your restaurant, saying, hey guys, what am I eating? Because once the head and tail of a fish is cut off and garlic and butter all over it, nobody can tell you what it really is. So ask them, what am I eating? Where did it get caught and how was it caught? And then look on the SASSI app. find out whether it's red, orange, and green. And then the most important part of it, once you're armed with the awareness, make the right choice. Choose not to eat a red listed species. Think twice about an orange species. And if it's green, all I can say is enjoy your meal.
I looked at the SASSI app, and this is very important for me because, as I said, I wouldn't know one fish from another. I see that there's a camera that you can actually take a photo. Does that mean it will immediately identify it for you if you have no idea yourself?
Absolutely. So that's one of the really cool new features on the SASSI app. We're calling it our Fish ID app. It uses, will you believe, facial recognition software and machine learning.
Wow.
So it's like, it came out of 9/11 when, you know, when the Americans were taking pictures of everybody's faces to see if they were terrorists or not. It's the same concept. Google, you know, offers the software and you take a picture of your fish and it gives you what species is it, and then it kind of links back to the SASSI app and says, is it sustainable or not?
That's amazing. I've, as I said, downloaded it, and I'm certainly going to be using it. I just also want to very briefly mention that if you do go on to the www.sassi.co.za website, you can read up a lot more about the initiative, the app, and also their SASSI games for children. I tried them last night. I was useless at them. But anyway, they are there, and wonderful resource for both parents and teachers. Thanks to Pavs Pillay, manager of the WWF SASSI program. And that's it for this week from me, Glynis Crook. Take care and goodbye.